First of all, now, Poppy, thanks for agreeing to speak to me.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I was the only one who put my hand up for the factory.
Were you?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there were lots of girls working there back then, weren't there?
Oh, yeah.
We'll go back to the beginning now, then.
Yeah.
Can you give me your full name?
Yeah, Sylvia Poppy Griffiths.
Griffiths. And your date of birth?
Oh, 11/11/25.
As you were saying, it's Armistice Day. Armistice Day?
Yes.
And can you tell me where you were born?
In Marble Hall in Milford Haven.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Marble Hall, and what type of place was that?
Oh, it was a terrace of houses. Well, my grandmother lived next door, and next door then my father and mother were in rooms in them days. I was born in there, 15 Marble Hall.
And was your father working?
My father always went to sea. He was in the First World War and the Second.
Right.
And he never come back.
Oh, right. Oh, gosh.
No, mine sweeping.
Oh, well, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. So there we are. I was 17 then. That's it.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had a brother older than me. He would have been 91 now. But he died in 1940.
Oh, she died very
Yes,
young.
And I had a brother younger than me. Yeah.
And did your mother ever work?
Or my mother died when I was 2.
Oh, gosh, Poppy, that's...
After the last baby was born.
So who took care of you then?
Oh, my aunt that lived next door. Yeah, I lived with her till I got married. I did have a stepmother, but I went back to my aunt.
But your father was away a lot anyway, was he?
At sea.
Yeah.
Always at sea.
Yeah. So you didn't see much of him?
No. No.
Where did you go to school then?
I went to Milford first when I was 5. Till I was 7. And then my father married again 5 years after my mother died. And I lived in Rosemarket. Do you know where that is?
No, I don't. No.
Oh. Well, I lived there for 7 years till I left school. I was 7 and 14 when I left school. And I went back to my aunt in Milford.
So, did you go to a secondary school in Milford?
No.
No, just in...
Just ordinary village school.
Until you were 14, is it?
Yes, then I left.
And how did you feel about leaving school? Were you happy?
Well, yes, because my father wanted me to try for Taskers, and I didn't want that.
What was that?
A high school for girls.
But you didn't want to?
No, I didn't want to. I wanted to go back to my aunt's.
So you didn't want to try for that because you wanted...
I wanted to go back to Milford.
Oh,
yeah.
I see, yeah. So was there something that you wanted to do after leaving school? Any type of job?
On a farm.
You wanted to work on a farm?
No, I was... that was a vacant job there. Somebody said, why don't you go there? Yeah. They wanted somebody, so I went. 9 to 3, half a crown a week.
When you were 14?
Yeah.
So what were you doing on the farm?
Well, I was cleaning out the dairy and doing the flags. There was flags then in the kitchen, see, washing out and getting the men in from the fields for their dinner. And
was it mainly in the house then, or was it outside as well, on the farm?
Oh, no, I wasn't outside, inside, yeah, helping then.
So how did you feel about that?
I wasn't there long.
Oh, you
No, I didn't like it. I had to walk nearly 2 miles to go. So I left there. And do you know where I landed upon? The potatoes in the field picking. Yeah.
So that must have been hard work as well.
There. Yeah. Now, and then I worked in Woolworths over the Christmas rush. And the lady said to me, the boss said to me, if we want you, we will send for you. And I said, no, I said, don't bother, because I got to go into war work. So that's where I stuck then.
So you knew you had to go into war work?
Oh, yes, I had the letter.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened when you had the letter?
Well, it just stated that the start in the flax factory is 6 o'clock in the morning.
And how did you feel when you read that then?
Oh, I was very nervous. Because the big machinery, you see. I thought, oh, good Lord, I'd never be able to manage that. But we didn't have to. We only had to feed into them, you see.
So it what was the factory called? Do you know what it was called? What
no.
did people call it?
The flax factory.
In Milford Haven.
That was it. But there's houses there now. That's gone.
Yeah. Nothing to show for it?
No.
So you had your letter, you had your date to start.
Yes.
What happened when you went to the factory? How did you feel?
Well, I felt nervous, but I knew some of the people in there, like. And, well, you started on the lowest job then, see?
So what was that?
Well, I was on a conveyor. And then I asked the boss if he would take me off that, because I was moving when I was home, you see. And he said, yes, he said, where would you like to work? And I told him, and that's where I worked.
So where?
In the seed room.
In the what? In the seed room?
With the seed, yeah.
Right. So what did you do there? What was the work in the seed room?
Well, you had to change the bags of chaff that was on the seed, and you had to keep it clean. You had to keep everything clean, you see, with the flax, because if the fire started, well.
And this was all part of the war effort now, was it?
Oh, yes, yes. That, the flax used to make parachute harnesses, and it was fibres, you see. Fibre inside the stem of the flax. Well, we used to put it through a de-seeder, and that used to get the little balls, flax's little balls of seed. And that would then, the seed would go down to the seed room, down the stairs, you know, and then you had to keep changing. And then you had to feed the machine then to get the roots and the seeds off. You see, and then it used to go down a chute and into another machine. And come out like silk.
Gosh. But it was very important work, wasn't it?
It was very important. Yeah, and I don't know if it did anything for Spitfires. I don't know. I didn't quite get into that, you know, to know what it was all done for. But there wasn't a waste with anything, the fact.
Where was the seed grown then? Where did they grow the seed?
Every farmer in Pembrokeshire had to grow a field of flax. Now, in the summer, we used to go around pulling it up.
As part of your work?
Yeah, you go on the back of a lorry then, but you wouldn't do that today. Well, anyway, we used to, one used to pull, and the other behind you tying in sheaves. You see? And then the farmer would collect that in and put it in his barn after it was dried. You had to stook it as well, see. And then the men on the lorries used to bring the flax in to the factory. And then we used to load that up on elevators. into the factory. Yeah. Oh, it was all, and there was a lot of men outside to do different work, like.
Yeah.
Keeping the place clean.
Yeah, you had to keep it clean, didn't
you? Oh, yeah.
There weren't people smoking there then?
No, I was caught, but they said take 3 days off. And then the boss came after me and he said, no, take a day and a half. We can't afford to give you 3.
So what happened?
I never done it again.
No. What happened then, Poppy? You were having a cigarette?
Yeah.
Where were you? You were having a cigarette where?
In the toilet. Well, there was nothing in there for to run any wash hand basins, you see, in the toilets. Well, so there you are. Well, I'd give him the cigarette. He put it out and give me back a whole cigarette. And I went home then. And my aunt said, oh, never mind, it isn't the end of the world.
So who caught you? Who caught you?
Oh, the foreman.
He went into the toilets?
Well, he opened the door to get us out. Because we weren't in the toilet then, see. It was like a place where you could go.
Right. Like a restroom or something.
Yeah. Well, if you wanted to wash your hands.
So how did you feel when you got caught?
Well, I thought, well, there you are. And the other girls were quicker than me, see, because I'd only just started. I used to buy my cigarettes to give to the girls.
All right. So they told you to take 3 days off. They told you to take 3 days?
Yeah, and then a day and a half.
Is that without pay?
Oh, yeah. Day and a half, you wouldn't get much money, £3 a week.
Yeah.
And yet you could do things with that. But we couldn't buy much because of the coupons.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
It's all right, don't worry. Right, we'll go back now to the day you started. Were there other girls starting the same time as you?
No, I don't think so. No, there was girls in there. Well, they had to go away to train for it.
Right.
You see, well, then they showed us what to do. No, I don't think anybody started the same day as me. I just went in and said who I was. Well, you had to. I don't know, you had an identity card, see?
So, what were your first impressions of the factory?
Huge. And the machines were huge. There was 3 long machines, and then up this couple of steps, and then there was another 3 machines. You had to be very careful, mind.
So there was no test or no interview or something? You just went where you were sent, is it?
Yeah, they told you where to go.
Yeah,
when you went in. Yeah, no, you couldn't waste time then, see, you had to get the work done.
So who showed you what to do?
Well, I had to go on this conveyor. Well, it was just there, on I got, and there you are. You had to stop there. You had to stop the sheaves, so keep them on the conveyor to go down to the...
But there was no training then?
No.
No.
But they trained the other girls to train us.
Right.
You see. Well, then we went to King's Lynn after. That's where the girls were sent to for training.
And there was another factory in King's Lynn?
Yes. It was same as ours. Yeah.
So how did you feel about working there?
Oh, well, you got very dirty because there was a lot of dust. And then, of course, during the war, you had to keep the windows, no lights. And, well, the dust was like a fog. You
see? That can't have been very healthy then, Pop.
Well, we had nothing. We had nothing to stop the noise. We had nothing to stop the dust. We never had nothing. No.
Did they give you clothes, a uniform?
No, we had to get our own boiler suit. Or bib and brace.
But they didn't give you that?
No. They gave us headscarves because you had to wear them. Because if the belts caught you, You would have been scalped, like.
Yes.
Be terrible.
So it is quite dangerous in a way, then.
Well, you had to be careful. You know, it's like any other place. I mean, look at the ones in munitions. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Did you ever have an accident there, or did anyone else ever have an
accident? Oh, yes, yes. There was a few accidents.
Can you tell me about them?
Well, one Sunday we went in to work on night shift and a boy was doing something with the thing and he lost his eye. Yeah, he had a glass eye then. And another time a friend of mine, I think she's dead now, a friend of mine, somebody started the machine, Brownie pressed the button, you see, and started it. I ripped the middle right out of her arm.
Gosh.
Terrible.
She didn't lose her arm, did she? She didn't lose her arm?
No, she didn't lose her arm. No.
But it was injured?
Oh, yes. You could see the big...
gouge.
Yeah. Terrible. Iron combs.
So was she taken to hospital?
Oh, yes, straight away.
Were those people compensated then for accidents?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. I should think so, wouldn't they? I don't know. I didn't have an accident.
Good.
No. But...
Was there anybody else from your family? Was there a family member working there? You said you knew some of the people. Was anybody from a cousin?
No, it was friends I knew, like, you know. Yeah, and you soon got to know them. Well, it's like when you come here. You soon get to know them.
Yeah. So were you happy that you were working there?
Oh, yeah, we used to sing the top of our voice and we couldn't hear ourselves. Oh, yeah, there would be about three of you used to be on a table.
Yeah.
And you had to thin out the flax for the feeder to feed it through the machine. Yeah.
So
we used to have, it was good.
So what did you used to sing? Can you remember?
Oh, all the war songs. Still sing them in here.
Can you remember one of them?
Oh, the White Cliffs of Dover and, oh yeah, it's a lot. And, I forget them, see.
They didn't have music playing for you?
Oh, they couldn't. No. Couldn't hear it. They tried it, but it was no good. They couldn't hear it.
Oh, they did try?
Yeah. See, that's why I got this in today, look.
Do you think that work affected your hearing?
I think it did.
All the noise?
Oh, the noise, yes. You work on iron rollers. That was very noisy. But you didn't have nothing for your ears, no earplugs. And the dust, you didn't have nothing to...
It didn't affect your chest?
Well, it did a bit, but we had x-rays every so often.
What, yeah. In the factory, or did you go to the hospital?
No, we had to go to some other place. I forget where that was. And then you would have the report back to say all was clear.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah.
So you changed jobs while you worked at the factory. You started on the conveyor.
Yeah.
And then
I went into the seed room.
But you could tell your supervisor that you didn't like the conveyor.
That's right.
But they were fine with that.
Oh, yes, yeah. He took me off. He said, you work in the seed room then. And then I used to work on feeding the machines and you had to watch that your hand didn't go in. Yeah.
How many people were working there then, do you think?
Oh, well, you just have a look at them. I think this was the majority of them. But, of course, if anybody was married and expecting a baby. Did I put it? Oh, yeah. Now, look, now you look at that.
Yeah.
You see? Well, it was three shifts.
Oh, right.
To start.
Yes.
And then we went on to two shifts, right. Days and nights.
So, first of all, there was days, afternoons, is it? And nights.
6 to 2.
Yeah.
2 to 10.
Yeah.
And 10 to 6.
Right.
Three shifts.
Yeah.
And then they had the two shifts. And then they went back. Yeah, we had day and night.
Yeah. So, did you do the same shift all the time?
Oh, no.
You changed.
Yeah, now, on the day shift, we'd start at 7, and you'd finish about 5:30,
right.
You see,
yeah.
In the day.
Yeah.
You finish then.
That's a long day.
Yeah, well, we had to work long, love, poor old soldiers, they had to work, didn't they? And then we go on nights, we'd go to work at 8, and we'd finish at 7 in the morning.
Did you mind working a night shift?
Not a bit. I know we used to get up and off. The only thing I couldn't do was eat a cooked dinner when I got up.
Oh, yeah, no.
You see?
I'll cook this here.
Yeah, well, then 1 o'clock in the morning, then you were starving, and of course, you didn't have a lot to take.
No.
Because.
Okay.
Hello! Yeah. That's right. You didn't have a lot of food because, well, everything was rationed, wasn't it?
Was there a canteen there then?
Oh, yeah, the canteen was there. Yeah.
And was the canteen making a dinner?
Yes, you could have one. And, but then you didn't have the money. See? And £3 a week. The time you paid your lodgings.
Were you paying a lot? You were living with your auntie then,
I was
you?
Living, yeah. Well, I had to give her money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you do? Would you give your auntie your pay packet?
Oh, no, 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 no. Only so much. Yeah. Only so much. And then, we agreed on that when I started.
Yeah.
You had to pay your way, you see.
So you paid your lodgings. What did you do with the rest of the money then?
Well, it couldn't do a lot. I used to go to the pictures about twice a week. I never went out much. And there you are, you buy something and...
So why wouldn't you go out much? There was nowhere to go or were you
no.
too tired?
That's it. Oh, too tired. That's right.
How would you feel after a shift then?
Well, it didn't take me long to get into bed in the morning. I mean, I had to have a good wash, mine, because it was filthy. I remember the first day I started in the factory. I went to the pictures at night, and somebody said, "Whatever have you done to your hair? To your head? Blink a great tight mark right round there." I didn't go with another one. No. I made sure you had to keep washing your hair, see.
Yeah. There were no facilities for washing in the factory then? You couldn't have a wash in the factory?
No.
Just at home?
That's it.
Looking at that photo now, there must have been at least 50 people working there then.
Well, there was a lot more than that.
Right.
Including the men and all outside and, you see...
Of the women working there, was it mainly young girls, single girls?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Were there many married women working there?
There was a few. I worked with a couple of married women, yeah. Yeah, but we were too young, like, see, but we had to do the work and we had to do it right.
But with the girls who were married, when they got pregnant then, they just finished... You know, the married.
Oh, yes. You wouldn't expect them to work like that. Good heavens, no. No.
Were there many married women with children working there then?
No, I don't think so. No.
So did the men do different jobs to the women? Were there like women's jobs and men's jobs?
Well, I don't know. All the men had to do the lifted. Never mind, we lifted because the forewoman said to us, she said, you girls will never be mothers. Well, we used to lift the heavy bales and stack them up, you see.
So what she was saying was you wouldn't get pregnant because of the lifting?
I don't know really, but I had four children. I had a girl and three boys, so it didn't affect me that way. I know.
Thankfully. Thank God.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind, I didn't get married till I was about 29. And my boy had come out of the army.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And we were married then for 55 years.
Gosh.
So there we are.
There we are.
Yeah.
Were there different jobs? Were some jobs skilled and other jobs unskilled?
Well, it was fitters and different men to see to the machines. The women didn't do that. No.
Were they on the same pay then, or were they paid more?
Oh, I expect they were paid more. I don't really know about the men, like, I didn't know. I only knew that we had £3 a week.
As
if you were there, but then you couldn't stay home unnecessary. You see, you couldn't take a day off. Oh no, that was out. They'd be after you.
What if, could you ask them, say you had to go to a funeral or something, could you ask for a day off?
Well, no, not really. You see, that work was work, wasn't it then?
How were you paid then? Were you paid according to how much you had done?
No, no.
Or was just a flat rate of £3 a week?
That's right. No, no, the men used to be in the canteen and you had to queue up then for your pay.
Right. So how did you feel when you had your first pay packet?
What was my first pay packet? £1.17, I think, my first.
Yeah.
But then I went on to different work then, see. Yeah.
So you had a pay rise then?
Yeah. Now the highest pay was the dressing and the grading of the flax.
All right.
You see?
Did you do that?
Yeah, I ended up doing that because I did that when I was in King's Lynn.
Right.
So when I went, we went back to Milford then, you see, after that, back to the factory. And I kept on. I said, I'm a dresser now. That's what you called us, the dressers. We used to dress it. And you had to get it down like silk, wind it up, and then put it in the box.
But did you put yourself forward for that? Did you say, I want to do that?
No.
No.
No, they had to see whether you could do it first.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you were good enough, you could move up to that.
That's right, yes. There you are.
Were there any unions in the factory?
Yes, we all paid union.
Can you remember which union it was?
Oh. What would you call them?
I don't know, there are lots of different ones, aren't there?
Yeah, but we all paid the same man every week.
Right.
It wasn't a lot.
No.
But we paid. Yeah, we had a card.
Right. Did you have to pay it?
Well, it helped you then, see if you anything wrong, like,
Do you remember any problems in the factory, any disputes or...
No, I know we had a fire there once and we were all sent home. But it wasn't a big fire. It was soon put out.
All right.
I should think one of the machines...
Oh, yeah, overheated perhaps.
Yeah, we were all sent home. Yeah.
Do you feel as if you and the workers were treated fairly? Were you treated well?
Well, I don't know. I mean, today they're fitted out with everything, aren't they? It wasn't then. But never mind. We got our own clothes and that's it.
But were they fair in the way they treated you from day to day? You know, your supervisor, for example, were they fair?
Oh, yes, yes. There was nothing... Nothing. I mean, once time come to go home, you put your coat on and clocked in and you clocked out. And
so you had to clock in?
Oh, yeah.
Were they quite strict with that then?
Yeah, if you were 2 minutes or 3 minutes late, yeah, they went by the clock, see.
So what would happen if you were late?
Well, you'd have a bit of less money.
Were you ever late?
Oh, no, not very often. But no, not very often. I wasn't late. My uncle used to wake me up. Because he had to go to munitions, you see. He was in the mine depot in Milford. Yeah.
But how did you feel about working there? Because you hadn't chosen to work there, had you?
No. That's what I said. I said to my aunt, I said, I think I joined the... I joined the women who worked on the farms. What do they call
the
land girls?
Yeah.
Now she said, "You put it this way: if a cow looked at you, she said you'd be home." Oh well, I said I won't go there then. And
you didn't like animals, Poppy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think. Oh, I think you made God. The right decision then.
No. So then, when I was 16, they said you got to register. So I went to the Labour Exchange and, you see, I always wanted to join the army, the ATS.
Yeah.
I tried every way to get out of the factory to join, but no, that was your work.
Yeah. You were probably too good at your work, you see, so they wanted
I don't know, they wouldn't... if anybody was out at home, ill, you go down there today then and do this. You see, that was, yeah.
When you were in the factory, say you weren't feeling well or had to take a day off, what would happen then?
Well, they'd send you home.
Right.
Well, I didn't have far to go. No.
Yeah.
But I lived in, that was in Marble Hall, you see, the flax factory.
Yeah. Could you walk to work?
Well, yeah, 5 minutes and I was there.
Not too bad then.
No.
If you got up late, you could run there then.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
So how did everybody get on together?
Very good.
Yeah.
We all knew our work and we all went to it and that was it.
And the unions and the bosses got on?
Yeah.
And you. Everybody got on with the supervisors?
That's right, yeah. We had a woman supervisor for the women, like, and yeah,
What was she like?
She was all right. Yeah, you had to go up to her every so often with tuppence and she knew what you was after. Well, when you worked in a factory like that, you see, you had to be...
Ready.
Oh, God. Tell you.
Also, she could sort you out with things like that then.
Oh, yes. She was pretty good.
Yeah. So, do you feel as if they took care of you?
Yes, they did, yeah. We had tea brought up to the factory in a hern, you know.
Yeah. So, how many breaks did you have? Did you have a break in the morning, for example?
Yes, we had a break in the morning and a break in the afternoon. Yeah.
And lunchtime as well, is it?
Oh, yes. I used to go home to my lunch because I didn't have to go far, see?
Did your auntie make food for you then?
Oh, yeah. I should say.
Lucky for
That's
some.
That's it, yeah.
Did you admire or did you feel scared of anybody there? Do you know what I mean?
No.
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 You're quite at home then.
Oh, yeah. That's it. And she had a family of her own, see, a young family.
All right.
My aunt, yeah. Yeah.
But she was very good to you then?
Yeah, they're like sisters and, well, their two brothers died, so there's two sisters now. Well, she always thought I was her eldest sister, the eldest one, you know.
There was somebody, one of the staff came, I'll just put this back here.
Oh.
One of the staff came just to ask if we were okay. I said we were okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'll just put that.
Yes, it was a very interesting job. And you knew what... that it was helping the war efforts. See?
You didn't find it monotonous at all? Or no. Boring?
Especially out in the fields.
Oh, you enjoyed that, did
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
But was the pay the same when you went out to the fields then?
Well, no, we used to work longer hours. Sometimes we could work up to 10, quarter past 10. Well, the clock was on 2 hours, you see.
For the same money, though?
No, you'd have a bit more money if you was out working extra, like, see. Oh, sometimes you go to put your coat on, time to go home. Overtime tonight. You see, well, you'd have a little bit more then. Not a lot, but...
But could you say I can't do it, and not tonight?
Oh, no. You couldn't see a soldier refusing to do anything, could you? Well, you was part of that, like, see, you was doing war work.
Did anybody ever refuse?
No. No.
Do you remember anybody ever having the sack for anything?
No, not really. No, it was another sack. No.
Can you remember, because you were working in a factory, can you remember whether there were any rules or regulations? You know, we talked about smoking, didn't we, and saying they were strict about that. Were there any rules or regulations about anything else?
No.
So clocking in, is it? On
yeah,
time?
Once you clocked in and into the factory.
What about when you had your break then? Do you have a cup of tea or something?
Oh, yeah, you could go down to the... They'd either bring it up to the factory to you.
Yeah.
You could sit down somewhere if you took a couple of sandwiches, like. But
it wasn't that clean to eat there, was it? You know, there was the...
Well, any muckle fill a cart, will it really? dust and all.
Can you tell me a bit about the conditions in the factory? Because you were saying earlier it was quite dark there, was it?
Oh, no, it had lovely lights on.
Oh, it was lights on.
Yeah, but then you'd have the blackouts, you see. And you couldn't open a window. You had all the blackouts. And you was locked in, sort of thing. Yeah.
So was it hot or cold there?
No, they used to have the heating going through a big thing in the ceiling. But it wasn't cold on the night shift.
What did it look like then? Was it like a big shed?
Oh no, it was a proper building. Lovely. Brick building.
It's gone now?
Hmm. Murex went there after.
Right, so what did they do?
Oh, I don't really know, but... No.
So were there plenty of toilets?
Oh, yeah.
And they were clean?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They had. Well, somebody went out, there was always a cleaner. One to wash the floor and clean the toilets and wash hand basins. Oh, yeah. There was always cleaners.
But people used to go in there for a cigarette sometimes, is it?
Don't talk. I never went in there again.
Did it just the once?
Mm. Once bit. Twice shy. Why? I'll tell your father. I went up to him and I said, oh, don't tell my father. He didn't know I smoked. But anyway, he never did.
Yeah. Thank goodness. So we were talking earlier that it was noisy there, weren't we?
Oh, yes, very noisy.
So could you chat to the girls? Because it was noisy. Could you still chat?
Well, I you had to shout, you see. And when I went home then, my aunt said, well, don't shout. Well, I said, hey, I'd be shouting all day.
Because your pitch was still high enough for the girls in work.
There you were, yeah.
Could you hear the noise when you went home then? Was it still ringing?
No, but my ears went funny then, and, you know, I don't know. I should have had hearing aids for the 2 years, but they only gave me one. Never mind.
So was your hearing affected back then, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was put on these rollers. It used to make a terrible noise. And you were sat there and you were pulling the stuff out that you could see. You had to, or it would go back over the rollers. Like that. Oh, and the noise was terrible. But there, we got over it. We...
You didn't complain, Poppy.
No, why no?
So when you were chatting with the girls, what would you chat about?
Oh, we chat about the dates we had and the sailors or whatever you had. Always about men.
The usual.
That's it. Yeah.
So there was a rule about smoking then. That was one rule that you couldn't break, about smoking in the toilets.
That's right.
Can't remember any other rules?
No, not really.
So how?
But you had to keep the place clean as well, see? Clean up and...
Did you have to brush up and things?
Oh, then? Yeah, all that when you finished, you know. You had to. You couldn't leave a lot of stuff about.
So who would keep an eye on that then? Who would watch over you?
Well, you'd have somebody watching over you, see. Yeah, if it was dirty, say, we better clean that up.
So how did the men treat the women and how did the women treat the men there?
All right. Yeah...
Was there much teasing?
Yeah, I went to a place in Johnston. We went to I don't know what we went there for. And I said to this bloke, I said, do you know a boy lives in Johnston by the name of Roy James? That's the one who lost his eye. Yes, he said, he's in the next room. Well, I went in. Well, I hadn't seen him since we finished the flats. Yeah.
Did he recognise you?
Oh, yeah, good. He said, well, we didn't stop hugging. they were a good crowd. And all the men outside, they were all good. Yeah. I remember one day we asked the chap with the trailer and the wagon behind, like, you know, we asked him for a lift home. And he took us all the way to Johnston. We had to walk all the way back and we were black as the ice of face.
Oh, he'd taken you too far?
Well, yeah, he did that for development. We had to walk back. See, that was a prank, wasn't it? He said you won't ask again.
How far was Johnston? That's
oh,
a while.
Oh, Johnston was... about 3 miles away. We had to walk all the way back and we were all black.
Were you shouting at him then?
Oh no, he went. We never had a chat. We had to get off and he was gone. Yeah, he took us all the way. Oh.
Was there much joking and leg pulling there then?
Oh yeah, leg pulling. Oh yeah. That's what you expect in a factory, isn't it?
We were talking earlier. I was asking, you know, what you did with the money you earned, and you said you didn't go out much.
No.
But you didn't socialise much with the
girls. Well, it was a blackout and all in the winter, so you didn't want to go out then. No, and I wasn't courting or anything.
So what did you do to have some fun then? What did you do for fun?
I don't know. I used to go to dances. Yeah.
Did you go with the girls from work?
No. They went to places where all the soldiers were, though I wasn't allowed to go there. Because you can expect my aunt to be a little bit strict there, because she was responsible for me. And I never bothered. But I used to go to the Masonic. But really speaking, I wasn't allowed to go to a proper dance until I was come back from King's Lynn. And my aunt said, you looked after yourself there, you can go to dances now.
So you proved that she could trust you?
There you are. Yeah. I mean, she had a lot of responsibility. I had to think of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many days a week did you work?
Now then. Sometimes we'd start on a Sunday night and we'd finish up on a Friday night. And another time they'd ask us to come in on a Saturday. If there was any more work, sometimes you had to go like hell to get things out, like.
You work shifts? You did work shifts? I was on shifts.
Yeah.
And you know the meals in the canteen, you had to pay for them if you
wanted
food.
But not a lot. What was the meals in King's Lynn was 10 pence for a meal.
Yeah. What type of things did they cook then?
Well, a cooked meal. Yeah. I don't say you had a lot of meat.
No. What about holidays then? Can you remember having holidays?
Yes, we had holidays. I think it was about a month, I think, a year.
All together, is it?
Yeah. Mm.
And the factory didn't shut down at all, did it?
I can't remember that. I don't know.
Because the war was still going on, wasn't
it?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
No, I think so many would go at a time, like.
Yeah. So if you had time off, what would you do with your time then? Would you stay at home?
Oh, yeah. I used to go to Neath for my holidays.
Oh, did you? Why Neath then? What was
well,
it?
I had people there, see, the family.
Yeah.
I used to go up there.
Where were most of the people from who worked there? Can you remember?
Milford, Nayland, Pembroke Dock. Yeah.
How did they get to work?
Buses.
Were they work buses?
Yeah. Buses. But we didn't have to worry about that because we could walk there, see those ones in Milford, those to walk.
Yeah.
You do some writing, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that your work then?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Can you remember the girls or the lads in the factory ever organising any social events?
Yes, we used to have concerts in the canteen.
Did you?
Somebody would get up and sing.
Was this lunchtime or would it be something later?
Lunchtime. Yeah, get up and sing, and we'd all sing, and yeah, it was quite nice. But mostly I used to go home for my dinner.
Yeah. But you would stay sometimes, would you?
Yeah, sometimes I would stay.
Were there any events arranged for outside the factory, you know? What about Christmas time, for example?
I can't think. No, we had to go fire watching on a Christmas day. I went fire watching once with the other girls, mind.
Oh, with the girls from the factory?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you do? What did you do?
Well, we stayed in the canteen overnight. We had to take our blanket and a couple of cushions. But they didn't drop any incendiaries, so we were lucky.
But how did you feel? Were you scared?
Did
Were you frightened?
No, you know. Why, you know, we're all singing.
You're all singing. You enjoyed good sing songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in here, we have good sing songs.
I love singing here, do you?
Yeah.
Are you leading them?
That's it. It's lovely in here.
Oh. Can you remember any other social events connected to the factory? Because, you know, in those days you had to make your own fun, didn't you?
Yes, we had something in the factory one time, and I'd had my teeth out. And I was sitting there with the four girls, and I was there with all gummy. But the dentist was very good. He hurried up with them, you know.
So why did you add all your teeth out?
I had to, love. I had so much tonsillitis when I was young. I had to take so much medicine. It rotted my teeth. Yeah. So I had them out. I had false teeth, I think, when I was 23.
Gosh. Mm. I can hear somebody little running around.
They're looking for us.
You're nearly finished now.
Oh, look at that time.
Okay, we're nearly finished now.
Is that 12:30?
No. It's 12:30.
What time is that?
11:30.
Oh, you frightened me then. I thought I'd miss my fish and chips.
No, I wouldn't let you miss your fish and chips. Oh. I wouldn't let you miss your fish and chips. We're nearly finished now, okay?
Yeah, that's nearly all right.
Finished. Okay, then. Can you remember any one event or anything that sticks in your mind about working in the factory? A particular day, perhaps?
See, I mix it up. I worked in the laundry for a long time, and there we used to do a lot of... but that wasn't during the war, that was after.
Yeah.
No, not in the factory. No.
So
it was all work then, see?
Yeah. So how long were you there for altogether?
Well, I went there by the end of 42 or beginning of 43.
Yeah.
And I stayed on till 48. It finished then. So and then we went away to Berkshire.
So you're saying the factory shut down in 1948?
Yes.
Right.
After the war, see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So how did you feel then?
Well, when they told us we could go away, we were all looking forward to it. And we did. We had a really good time. There was plenty to eat. I don't know, we went there and, look at that, huh? And the boss said, you can eat as much as you like.
Gosh, this is when you went to King's Lynn?
No, when I went to Berkshire.
Yes, yeah.
And, lovely. By damn, we soon got sick of it.
But weren't you sad to be leaving? Weren't you sad that the factory in Milford was closing down? Because the factory in Milford was going to shut, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so that was shutting. How did you feel that was shutting down?
Well, the forewoman from the factory found this job for us. And until we were ready to go, we were waiting, you know, till she come and say, right, girls,
yeah,
we'll get to catch the train tomorrow.
But were you still working while you were waiting?
No. No, we weren't working.
So how did the news come through that the factory in Milford was closing then?
Yeah, well, it was after the war, love. It wasn't what didn't want it then, see?
Yeah. So you knew that was coming, did you?
Oh, yeah, at the end of the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, You went off to England then?
Yeah, and then we went off to King's Lynn. And we were going to Berkshire now, in this canteen, at the war now, you know. It was a little halt, it was, just past Swindon.
All right.
We've missed there. We went all the way to, I forgot the names of the stations.
You went too far?
Yeah. And the boss, his wife, was waiting for us at the station. So we had to wait ages then for a train to come back that way.
No.
In the end, it did come back anyway.
Yeah.
And we told her we didn't know where we were.
And you
all gas in the train, see?
Yeah.
And we said Wantage Road. That was the name. We went to, it was Wantage, see?
Yeah.
Wantage Road was the halt. Oh, we were not too bad there.
How long did you stay in England then? Because you came back then, didn't you?
Yes, I stayed in... wait a bit now, where are we? Coming back from... Wantage Road, yes. The girls went on strike. Right? Now, I was in the potato room. The vegetable room it was.
Where was this now?
In Berkshire.
Right.
No, I could do any job they asked me to do.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Go on the float, on the counter, go into the welfare with the white collar and, you know, for the evening meal, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was cleaning potatoes and they come in and they said, Papa, that's what they call me, Irish.
Oh.
You got to come out with us because we're on strike. Well, I thought I can't be an odd one. I dropped my potato peeler and off I went. The boss himself came. Now, girls, he said, what's all this about? Nobody spoke up. And one of the girls shouted, go on, Papa. Well, I spoke up. And I just asked for what the girls wanted.
So what was that?
Oh, they wanted tea out of a teapot, not a urn. And then if you was married, they wanted to live together.
Yeah.
Just things like that.
Yeah.
Personal things like. The boss said, right, girls, I've agreed to everything you've said. If you please go back, all the men will all be in for dinner. And there was hundreds of men. It was a big camp.
So that was in a camp, was it?
Yeah.
So what exactly,
there was Irish men and all. They were doing the roads and building houses
right. And
after the war.
Right, but who ran that then? Who was running it?
Oh, somebody from, I forgot the name again.
Doesn't matter.
English boss and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lived in a bungalow there, see, and then they run the canteen.
Oh, right.
Well, anyway, that was it. So
you spoke up for everybody else, did you?
I've agreed to everything he said you've said. Now he said, I put it all right, he said, if you go back. Back I go, into the canteen. And the Irish boss on the other shift, he said to me, you can be ready to go at 2:30. Oh, fair enough then. I said, my train goes 2:45, and we didn't have far to walk to the station. So he said, come into the office and I'll square you up. There you are, he said. Everything is there. No, I said, I worked in the bakehouse. And I said, I want that money. Right, I had that. There you are, he said, off you go. No, I'm not. I got to get home, I said. So I had another warrant to go home. They had to give us a warrant to go.
All right.
And I had a warrant. I didn't have to pay. So that was it.
He was trying to cheat you then, really?
Yeah. Not so likely. I wasn't green.
But he did pay up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what was this place in Berkshire then? Was it an army place?
It belonged to the Americans, I think. And then after the war,
yeah. You
see, I think these took over.
Right. So where did you live?
Oh, it was
then?
A big canteen.
Right.
Yeah. Because there was hundreds and hundreds of men.
Yeah.
And mostly Irish. There was a couple of Welsh.
So what were they doing? They were repairing the country?
Yeah, doing the roads up. Oh, and a lot of houses they were building.
Was that government work then?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. So, I wasn't interested, really.
No, I don't blame you. So you came back to Wales?
I came back,
yeah. Did you ever work in another factory?
No, I went to join the NAFI, and they took me over to Lanny and Barracks in Pembrokeshire, and I had my dinner there, and they said, I want two of you to go out to where the army was. And I went out with them, and the girl said, do you think you're going to like it here? He said, we got a lot of work to do. Lighted the boilers and no, I said, I'm not going to do that. So I went to the chap that brought us there, and I said, I'm not joining, because I still had my cards in my bag. I didn't hand them in. Well, he said, I forget what I'm saying.
We were talking about...
I still had the cards in my bag. So he took me back. I said, I can take you back to the ferry, he said, but I can stop your door for 6 weeks. Oh, that's fair enough, I said. Took me back to the ferry. Now, I knew this job was going in the fisherman's place in Milford. That was in a canteen, and I love canteen work, see.
Oh, you liked canteen.
And... I went to see, I threw my case into the passage, and I said to my aunt, now I won't be long, I said. So off I went down to this place, and Mrs. Miller it was, she opened the door. I said, I've come about the job that's going. Oh, come on in, she said. And her husband was out, he won't be long. She said, come in and wait until he comes back. So I told him, I'd only just come back from this big canteen, he said. Start at 7 in the morning, he said.
Oh,
I had a job like that. So you could get a job then.
Yeah.
I went back to my aunt, I said, I am not joining the NAFI. Oh, good, she said.
Yeah.
So I said, no, I said, I'm working in Milford now.
Yeah.
In it was called the Sailor's Rest.
Oh, right.
See, it was a lovely place. Because the fishermen used to come in from sea and they used to sleep there, see. Yeah. So I worked there then for a couple of years.
So looking back then over your time in the factory, how would you sum it up? You know, if you're looking back over the type of work you did in the factory.
Oh, I enjoyed that. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really did.
Okay then, Poppy, thank you very much.
That's all right, love. Don't you worry.
Lovely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.